Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Just a few quick announcements. Tomorrow will be the last night for Laylatul Qadr. So again, please take advantage of this night. You're not going to get another chance like this again this year, or maybe at all. So please try do your best to come and try to be here until Fajr. Also, we have Jummah prayer this Friday, and it will be Jummatul Wada. So it will start at 1:30. So also try to take advantage of this because, again, we don't know if this will be our last Jummatul Wada. So inshallah, with three lal salawats, please invite Sheikh Muhammad up to the minbar.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
سورة الفاتحة. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. ما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المتين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله، صلوات على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
The sixth group of people Imam Ali alayhi salam dealt with during the reign of his Khilafat, whom he describes in Nahj al-Balagha. And we are learning about the second of those groups. And these are the people who were lazy, who did not have resolve, who did not have determination, who were a heartache for the Imam, and the people about whom Imam Ali had said, "How I wish I was separated from them." These are the people who would not listen to Imam Ali when he called them. When he ordered them, they would not do it. They would not respond to him. And they would create problems for him. So this group was in the camp of Ali. They fought under his flag. They fought beside him. But they were a nuisance for the Imam. They were a nuisance for the Imam. And we are learning about their characteristic. What kind of people were they? What and how do you recognize them? Imam Ali had said about them that we spoke of yesterday, that no justice can be brought about with your help, and no purpose can be achieved with you. You have those people who, when you are looking for help, you run away. When you want to achieve something, you cannot do it with the help of people like you. And hence, we are discussing these attributes so that they can be a mirror and reflection for us. Not to look back in history and say, oh, you see how bad those people were. This is not some sort of a story we are trying to read here. We are trying to see the character of such people and look at ourselves in that image and see where does that characteristic fall in our own image. And when you look at the people of Iraq that Imam Ali is describing as these people, and he said that you are that pregnant woman who goes through pregnancy, and when the time comes to deliver the baby, she delivers a dead baby. And after delivering the baby, the husband dies and she goes through a long period of being a widow. Until when she dies, someone distant comes and inherits from her. He spoke about these people. He said, you know, here you had a leader. You had a leader. And you are capable to fight with him. And you did fight with him. And you went through the whole war. And when the time came to gain victory, you gave up. You gave up. I mean, you went through the whole war, meaning you went through the whole pregnancy. You went through the whole war, and when the time came to give the child, to have the child, you were disappointed. Right? You were disappointed. And what did you get? The disappointment. This is what you got. And then your husband dies because of your not being with him. You see, now the husband is dead, meaning your leader is gone. Now that your leader is gone, there will be many years that you will be wandering without a leader. Until someone distant who is not related to you comes to you and inherits you, which is Muawiyah and the people of Sham. They will come and inherit you, and they will take your property. This is the character Imam Ali describes of the people of Kufa then, and now when we reflect it, you see the same characteristics apply to the people of Iraq today. Today also. It's not just them, but we're just looking at the same thing that happened. There was a leader who was calling them. Right? You see, the leader that was inviting them, they did not listen to it. Right? And after the whole, I mean, the war between Iraq and Iran was such that the army of Iran was at the gate of Baghdad.
Ya Allah, subhanAllah, subhanAllah.
See that? They were at the gate, they were at the entrance of Baghdad. They were right there, and all they were saying is that, you know, we can take out Saddam. We can take out Saddam. But this is going to be for you. So if we are going to do it, we want to do it by you standing up against him and you taking the power. Imam said, stand up and we are behind you. You take the reins and we are there for you. So what happened is that these people gave up at the last moment. They gave up at the last moment, and then what happened? Now when they gave up, so now the leader was gone. The opportunity was gone. They faced disappointment. They had that same horrible situation until a foreign country invaded them and took over their land. And now it became worse than what it was. People today are wishing, they're wishing that they could go back to those days. At least there was a life they were living. Now they're not even living that life. They can't even go out and be sure they'll come back alive. You see, this is what happens. And Imam Ali is giving that character. He said, this is the ending of this character. So now, from here, let me now explain to you in another khutbah that Imam Ali has said. This is number 29 of Nahjul Balagha. Khutbah 29. In it, Imam Ali now describes these people, what had happened. The reason Imam Ali gave this sermon was that a person by the name of Dhahak, who was a companion of Muawiyah, one of his generals, he was a tyrant, and a bloodthirsty tyrant too. One of those goons that Muawiyah had who would do his killings. So now what happened is that this person, when you look at it, there was a caravan that was going for Hajj. And the Dhahak raided the caravan and robbed it. He robbed the caravan that was on its way for Hajj. Imam Ali came out to give this sermon condemning the people of Iraq for being all right with a situation like this. I mean, this is happening, and people who are going for Hajj, pilgrims, are being robbed and pillaged, and here you are okay about this incident? Is that your faith? Is that your iman? You see something wrong happening and you're all right with that wrong? So now what happened? Imam Ali, he came out and said, Ayyuhan nas, al-mujtama'atu abdanahum, al-mukhtalifatu ahwa'ahum. This is the first quality he gives to these people. He says that your bodies are united and your views are disunited. Meaning, you all, I see you all here together in the masjid, but your goals and objectives are completely different from one another. You see, if you are here together in the masjid, if your bodies are together, then your goal must also be the same. But you see, you come for different reasons. You come with different views. You come with different objectives. Then in reality, you are not together. There is no unity. You see, here Imam Ali is saying that these people will always be disunited, even though they are together. Meaning they are under the same roof, in the same masjid, they are here together, but they are disunited. This is the quality of these people. This is the quality of these people. And now, in order for us to understand how we become united, Imam Ali gave that secret in the same thing. In the same thing he said. He gave the secret also of how we can be united. Meaning, he said these two things. He said your bodies are together but your desires, your goals are not together. Now let's make it the other way around. If we say your bodies are not together, but your goals are the same. See, which is unity? Imam Ali is saying, unity is when your goals are the same. When your views are the same. When your objectives are the same. When your objectives are the same, that's when you see you are united. Even if you're not together in one place. See, even if you're not together in one place, unity is not proximity in an area. Right? Unity does not mean that you come under the same roof. Unity means that you have the same objective. You see? And the only way you can have the same objective is if your goal is one. If your desire is one. If your hope is one. In other words, what Imam Ali is saying, that you don't believe in the same God. You don't believe in one God. Someone believes in Allah, someone believes in dunya, someone believes in gold, someone believes in education, someone believes in all kinds of things. These are your guards for whom you live. These are the objectives for whom you live. Now, since all of you are different, how can you be together for the same objective when your God is different? Your God is not the same. You see, people need to understand if they are worshipping Allah or if they are worshipping something else. Many people, instead of worshipping Allah, they worship something else and they think they're worshipping Allah. This is where we go wrong. You know, there's an incident a long time ago of a holy person, you know, worship. He was wise. He wanted to teach the people a lesson. He saw that people are just loving dunya and they are totally engrossed in world, in worldly things, completely enchanted by it. So he wanted to teach them a lesson. He came to them and he wanted to put them down. He said, you know what? Your God is under my feet. Your God is under my feet. And I said, what do you say? He said, your God is under my feet. And they became upset. They say, oh, he said, you know, he said that Allah is under his feet. And then what happened is that they arrested him, persecuted him. They whipped him. Then they burned him and they spread his ashes over the river. They said he has humiliated God. Or he has said these things about God. People are ignorant. They will make hasty judgments and they do things that are insane. Right? Without any proof. So what happened is that another wise person heard about that. He came to that place where this person made this statement. He said, tell me, this person, where did he stand when he said this? They said, he stood right at that spot. We all remember it because we were all there. We were all there and they all remember where he stood. And they said, yes, he stood right at this top. The person said, oh, that's all I need to know. He dug in that place and he found gold underneath. He found a treasure underneath So that man was saying, God is under my feet.
Yeah.
Your God is not Allah, your God is the gold that is under my feet. The fact is that those people did not worship Allah, they worship gold, they worship money, they worship treasure. You see, when your God is different, your goals are also different. Your lifestyle is different, your method is different. Because we all have different goals. Imam Ali is saying the way that you unite is if your goal is the same. And hence, the mistake, the wrong that these people do is that they do not believe in the same God. And the reason they don't believe, you see, if you go one step downwards, they do not believe in the same Imam. See, everyone has an Imam. Everyone has an Imam. Whether they like to say he's an Imam or not, that's different. But they all have an Imam. Allah says, يَوْمَ نَتْعُ كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ That on the Day of Judgment, everyone will be called with their Imam. So everyone has an Imam. So people will be called with their Imam. Now the issue is, who is your Imam? Who is leading you? Who do you follow? So when you come together, you see you have different Imams. When you have different Imams and you follow different people, then how are you going to be united? You cannot be united. You all have different Imams. So you see, my brothers, first quality of those people like this is that they don't have the same Imam, they don't have the same God, and hence they have different views. If you go to any masjid, there you will see the same people who have this quality. In fact, this is the signs of the last stages of life, the last stages of the history of mankind. One of the signs is that the Imams have said that the masjids will be filled with people who have animosity towards one another. This is one of the signs of the later stages. This is what you will face. You will have people in the masjid who are filled with people and they'll all smile at each other. And they have hatred in their heart for one another. This will be the masjid. This is going to be the masjid in the time before the Imam comes back. You see why? Because they don't believe in the same God. They don't believe in the same deen. They don't believe in the same Imam. This is the reason, my brothers and sisters, why? If one wants to be a helper of the Imam, one needs to gain the recognition of his path. So that he knows that he stands with it. And when he knows that this is the path of the Imam, then he will cling and he will be attached to everyone who's on that path. This is how unity happens. So here what happens, this is the first quality. Now he says, after this, and listen to this. This is the next quality now. Kalamukum yuhi as-sammas salam. He says, your talk is such, your talk can melt hard rocks. It can soften rocks and stones that are hard. You are such smooth talkers that you can melt a rock when you talk to it.
Wow. Man.
Imagine that. You know what Imam Ali is saying? Your talk is such that it can melt a rock when you talk to it. Meaning you talk so great. You know, you talk so bravely, you talk so courageously. Right? And then he says, وَفِئْ لَكُمْ يُطْمِعُ فِيكُمُ الْأَعْدَى He said, but your actions are such that it brings water to the mouth of your enemies. You are so brave in your talk, but you are so weak in your actions that your enemies, their mouths are watering and they can't wait till they can pounce on you. Imagine that. This is the character that you have when you sit. There's that Islam, which we call true Islam, and there's an Islam that we termed as Barney Islam. Barney, Barney, who Barney is, right? The dinosaur Barney. There's a Barney Islam also. This is the Islam of those people who have, because Barney is, supposed to be a dinosaur, a T-Rex. A T-Rex is supposed to be ferocious. But they changed a ferocious dinosaur into a dog. Right? Changed into a dog, so now that Islam that should have been strong is like a plaything in a child's hand. And you see these people, the way they present it, is first they say, sorry we are Muslims, but this is why we do it. Right? They have to apologize for everything in Islam. And the question is, why do you don't need to apologize for being obedient to the Creator. They should be the one apologizing for not obeying the Creator.
That's right. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Yeah.
They need to be ashamed of themselves for being arrogant that they don't obey the one who has created them. We have no reason to be ashamed of for being obeying Allah. Naturally we should. Logically we should. Rationally we should. In all reason that we should. So the fact is, these people, you see, their Islam is what? Big talk. When they have tea, they talk about how they are going to solve the problems of the world.
Over tea.
Right. And when their tea is done, then they go back home to their wife and says, yes ma'am. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So Imam Ali is saying, listen, either change your habit or either stop the big talk. Stop that big talk. Why are you even talking big? And letting others know that you can do something when you can't. We'll do this, we'll do that, and this and that, and this and that. What's all this talk about? My brothers and sisters, understand this. This is how you know who these people are. When they talk big. Oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the action comes, then the enemies are looking at them and saying, okay, it's like, for example, you see a fighter in a ring, right? He's talking all trash, right? And his opponent looks at him and he says, you know what? I can't wait to start this fight. I can't wait to start this fight, man. I'm going to take this guy out. Show no mercy on this guy. Because you know what? I see him as a weakling.
Yeah.
The fact is that you talk big, but you don't do it. You don't back it up. This is the quality of these people. These people who are ineffective, inept, lazy, and dull. What is their quality? They talk big, but when it comes to action, they don't do anything. And when we look at real life examples of ourselves, you see that. You know, when the time comes to do the dirty work, you see everyone runs away. Yeah. When obviously the time comes to, for example, eat and listen to a lecture, everyone is there. But when the time comes to clean the kitchen, that's how you know who are the helpers of the Imam. Right? They're not with him just for lunch or dinner. They're also with him to clean up all the dirt. Right? And do the dirty work. This is how you know who the people are. These are the people, you know, that you can count on. These are the people that you can say. And the quality of those people you cannot count on are these types. And you see right away that these people run away when the hard work comes. The hard work comes, something that was against their interest, they're like, okay, we'll see you later. See? This is how you know. And you see how Imam Ali is describing it. How he has described it so that we can reflect on these characters and know what kind of character are those people who were a nuisance for the Imam. You know, it is the reason why the Imam has said, you know, that everywhere you go, it is the ruler that oppresses the people who are ruled. Whenever you hear oppression, you see the ruler oppressing the people who are ruled. He said, I am the only ruler who has been oppressed by those he has
oppressed. SubhanAllah.
Wow. See, I am the only ruler that his subjects have oppressed him. Imagine that. You know, when you look at oppression, obviously it's from those who have power to those who don't have power. But Imam Ali had empowered the people so much that the people had oppressed him. You see, this is how you know. This is that group. And we see Imam Ali, how he's explaining this to us so that we can understand. And we can look at ourselves and reflect to see how we can change that. And how we are not one of those people who will be a nuisance to the Imam and a problem for the Imam, but rather a helper for the Imam. I will end the speech over here for today. And inshallah, you will go ahead and more things inshallah tomorrow. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq and a blessing to be on the right path. Give us the wisdom to understand his guidance. Hasten the reappearance of our Imam. Make us his helper when he comes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Say.
Yeah.
He said when people, when we come to the masjid, we're together, but we have different ideals as far as who's God. But of course, everybody coming here, they're like, you know, I have, you know, the right perception, you know. How can I detect that falsehood within myself?
Well, here's the thing, right? Listen. Obviously, it's one thing that about the group. But as an individual who comes, right? You see, anything, you know, like for example, to us, worship of Allah means to worship Allah. And the means Allah gave us to recognize Him, we use those means to recognize Him. You know that you're going astray when you take the means that Allah has sent for you to recognize.